fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 18th day of May, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We'll have open lines this first half hour. Bob and the Hour will be joined by Tom Berryhill. We'll talk about my favorite product, the Energy Cleaner. And in hour two, we'll have open lines. Tim Spencer has a day off. He's dealing once again with some more medical procedures related to that broken ankle he suffered about 3 months ago now. That's an ongoing process. Purple tip of the day. Almost all of you have seen the first disc for my two DVD set, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. Majority of you saw it on YouTube. It's not long, and I'm going to say two to three months after that first disc came out in 2008. Someone without my knowledge or consent posted it on YouTube. Initially, I was pretty upset about it, but the more I thought about it, the more I thought, well, a lot of people will see it who wouldn't see it otherwise. And I haven't looked recently to see how many times it's been looked at, but probably I haven't looked for a year or two. At the time, it was about 250,000. I'm sure it's substantially more than that. Point being, it's a two DVD set. And the second DVD has not been pirated yet on YouTube that I'm aware of. If it has, well, I'm not aware of it. I think many of you, all of you, would get a lot of value from watching the complete two DVD set. It's about 4 hours of lecture in front of a live audience. At the end of the second disc, there's a pretty extensive bibliography. If you really want to jump into this with both feet and read about 15,000 to 20,000 pages worth of books, you can do so when you get your hands on that bibliography. So I'm encouraging, as a proper tip of the day, to encourage people to get their own copy of my two DVD set, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. It's for available for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com under John's videos. I believe you'll find some of the things going on in the matter of geopolitical matters will start to make sense to you. It quite frankly might be a bit befuddling. once you watch the two DVD sets. I think that's highly likely that you will. Okay, well, we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. I just got an email from the woman putting together the event in Prague, Czech Republic, where I will be receiving the Prague Peace Prize in July, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd is when I'll be there to both speak and receive that prize. And she just put together a new poster, banner, that will be used to promote this. And she's got my photograph posted there along with all the other recipients. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've never been to Europe, and it's quite an honor. The first thing people ask me, how did this happen, John? I said, my response is, I don't have a clue. It came at me totally out of the blue, completely out of the blue. I had no idea this was going to happen. The public event is the 22nd and 23rd, that if you're going to be in the Czech Republic, you can be there and meet me and hear me speak at that conference. The title of it is From Illusion to Reality. From Illusion to Reality. The Nebrief, there's an email address here for it. Jim Mars will be there. Oli Damigard, myself, Sandra Feck, Francis Tews, I guess I'm saying that right. And let's see if I can... The whole banner is bigger than my screen here, so maybe I can reduce this thing and be able to see the darn thing. And instead of getting bigger, it's getting bigger. Well, some things work and sometimes they don't. What can I say? It's going to be a lot of fun. If you can make it and be there, I think you'll get a lot out of it. And, we're working to put together... more speaking engagement for myself. Alexandra in the Czech Republic is working on it. She has many, many contacts in Sweden where she spent most of her adult life. And my director of marketing, Mandy Thompson, is also working. I have a lot of listeners in Europe, all over Europe. So you can contact my director of marketing, Mandy Thompson, real simple, help@thelibertyman.com. That's help@thelibertyman.com. And I also do private consultations. I'd be glad to do those while I'm there as well. So you can contact my director of marketing, Mandy. Her email address is help@thelibertyman.com. The hysteria over Donald Trump's activities is way out of proportion to reality, in my opinion. Allegedly, it's affecting the stock market, which it very likely may be. The stock market can be pretty fickle and pretty subject to ups and downs for when there's no basis in reality for it. We shall see. We shall see. The powers that be are very upset with Donald Trump being elected. He was not the chosen guy to be the next president of the United States. Last time this happened was when John Kennedy got elected. To a lesser extent, Ronald Reagan. They had Reagan under control when they made George Bush as vice president. That was how that was brought under control. And then they really got him under control when they did that assassination attempt on President Reagan. So Donald Trump is the real deal, in my opinion. He's a lightning rod for controversy, to say the least. I think he has some issues with his staff in the White House leaking information. Seems to be the case that needs to be taken care of, whatever it takes to take care of it. And I hope he does very soon. I hope he does, really. That needs to happen. He needs to have people in the White House that he can count on to do the right thing for the right reason. He does. Trip to the Middle East. What's being said publicly, I think, is a bit naive. I'm not sure Donald Trump or his advisors really comprehend the morass that the Middle East is, an absolute morass we have no business mucking around in, quite frankly. I do support the right of the country of Israel to exist. I don't necessarily support all their policies. I believe a lot of atheist communists have infiltrated the Israeli government and taking it directions it probably shouldn't be going. But I do believe in the right of the state of Israel to exist and for their people to be safe. There is no country of Palestine. There's never been a country of Palestine. It's just another province of Jordan is all Palestine ever has been. It's just another province of Jordan. That's all it's ever been. Their neighbors, their Muslim neighbors in all those countries, many of them with wealth beyond belief, are quite content to keep their wealth and make sure that the people in Palestine remain dirt poor and angry. That's what they've done now for more than half a century. Quite successfully. The wealth in these countries that have all that oil could turn Palestine into a paradise if they chose to. It would be a tiny, tiny fraction of the wealth of Saudi Arabia and these other oil-producing countries to turn Palestine into a paradise. But it hasn't happened. It's not going to happen because they want conflict. They want the people of Palestine to be so miserable that they feel they have no choice except to be vengeful against Israel. Very sad situation. A lot of innocent people there that have no responsibility for the consequences of what took place half a century ago when that war happened. I was at Fort Holabird, Maryland, right next to Baltimore, when the Six-Day War happened in 1967. 2 days before the war, I mean 2 days, 2 weeks before the war started, and I was 19 years old, I was a private in the Army, and I had extra duty on a Sunday morning called dining room orderly. My job was to have a neatly pressed uniform, stand at with nice polished boots, and stand at attention, parade rest actually, in the officer's mess. So when the officers came in to have their Sunday morning breakfast, drink coffee, read the paper, talk to their buddies who were their other officers, I would fetch coffee for them or toast or whatever they wanted and go back to a parade rest while they enjoy their coffee and their breakfast. So I'm standing there at parade rest and eyes straight forward and listening. Now these are men in their 40s and 50s, old enough to be my father. And I hear one officer say to the other, "You know, these Golan Heights are going to cut loose any day now. Any day now." Of course, what he was saying was his knowledge, because he was an officer in military intelligence, his knowledge that the Six-Day War was really, really close to happening. I remember it just like it was yesterday. In fact, it would be, let's look at the calendar here. About 50 years ago this coming Sunday, that I was in that position in the officer's mess in military intelligence in Fort Holabird, Maryland, overhearing this conversation. Well, I was hooked. 2 weeks later, when that war began, I was hooked on the whole concept of what military intelligence is, what they do, how they do it, why they do it. I was hooked. I thought at the time in my very mature 19-year-old brain, well, how neat is this to know about a major world event, to know about it before it happens? I thought that was just as cool it could be. I chose not to make a career in military intelligence. In fact, when I was close to leaving the Army, I looked into becoming an intelligence analyst with the CIA. would have been a transfer of myself from being an intelligence analyst with the U.S. Army to being an intelligence analyst with the CIA. So I checked into it, what that would mean, and it was a GS-5, that's Gulf Sierra 5 rating, pay scale rating, which at the time would have meant sharing an apartment with three other young men who worked for the CIA, riding a bicycle to work and having peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch, because they couldn't pay enough money at a GS-5 rating for a single man to have a normal life with his own apartment, driving his car to work, and having a life, as opposed to living in what amounted to a smidgen of poverty. So I basically decided they could keep their job, and I would go on with my life into another direction. And it was the right choice. It was the right choice at the time. I actually, in 1979, looked into it again, and I was actually to the point where I was talking to a CIA recruiter. And at the time, I was with Special Forces in the Reserves and talking to my buddies, and they said, John, stay away from those people. Really, stay away from them. They told me at the time, they eat their own. That's an exact quote from my friends in Special Forces who worked with the CIA. They eat their own. Which was a way of saying that if you got into trouble out in the field, you're on your own, buddy. They would not come to rescue you, not like we would in the Army. And in the Army, we would do anything we could to rescue a man that was held captive or in danger from the enemy. Not so with the CIA. That's what I was told at the time. Maybe that's changed. I don't know. I really haven't looked into it. So for a second and last time, I walked away from the possibility of becoming an employee of the CIA. And that was a great decision also. I'm glad I did it. My friend Professor McCanning does not hold the CIA in high regard. He is very, very jaundiced when it comes to his opinion of the CIA. I have firsthand knowledge of some of the things the CIA has done over the decades, which aren't good, aren't necessarily in the interest of the United States of America. They hold themselves out to be red, white, and blue patriots, but I know for a fact that they've been involved in the drug trade for decades, at least since Vietnam, if not before, at least. So it's a mixed bag. All these government agencies, what they do, how they do it, why they do it. I think the majority of men and women who work for these agencies go to work every day thinking they're going to help America somehow, some way. But there's parts of these agencies, and I don't mean to pick on the CIA specifically, but it just seems to be what's on the table right now. Parts of these agencies do involve themselves in illegal activity, and the drug trade, of course, is the top of the list, destroying people's lives in order to have unaccountable funding. That's what that's all about. We'll have new bumper music, not my main bumper music for the start of the show, but new bumper music beginning next hour, including a rendition of Dixie. I think it'll be a nice addition to my regular bumper music, the John Philip Sousa music, a rendition of Dixie. No singing, just musical instruments, rendition of Dixie. The more I learn about that period of our nation's history, the more I understand how history has been rewritten and manipulated and massaged to appear to be something it's not. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You've probably probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome Homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 18th of May. Well, the year will be half over in about 6 weeks. End of June, the year will be half over. Flying by, as always. That's expected, isn't it? We don't know what the future holds, near term, long term. Of course we do. It was pretty widely publicized when it was first revealed that the Communist Chinese have built several massive multi-billion dollar cities in the far western regions of China, basically where almost nobody lives because the climate is so harsh and inhospitable to human beings living there. Mass media referred to it as basically a jobs program to create jobs for Chinese that needed work. Excuse me? Well, if that was true, how come nobody's living there? There's, was it 1.2 billion with a B people that live in China? Something like that? You think there might be a few million that would like to live in a nice brand new Chinese city? Everything's brand spanking new, everything? Of course there are. There's nobody there except the maintenance people. The Chinese aren't stupid. They didn't build brand new cities to create jobs. They did it because they have no choice. Because the mass of people near where they live, is near the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, that's going to be underwater in a relatively short period of time. These brand spanking new multi-billion dollar cities are there for a very good reason. They have no choice. To save the people that are going to be saved, they need some place to live, and that's where they're going to live. There's not room for more than a billion people in these new cities, far from it. There's room for several millions of people. There'll be the people connected to the Communist Party, Central Committee, their friends and family, along with people selected because they have skill sets, have great DNA for making babies, and so on and so forth. People chosen for various reasons to occupy these brand new, shiny, multi-billion dollar cities when the time comes. I don't know that we'll be given a heads up or any notification when people start occupying those cities, but when that happens, if you do find out, if we find out, you'll know we're very near the end of the world as we know it. Very near. Though I would say no more than a year away, maybe only 6 months or less, once they start occupying these cities. It will be near the end. And that would be our own heads up that we're near the end here as well. And not only the United States, but the entire planet. Now, Russia built their safe haven for their designated people in the Ural Mountains underground. I first found out about this when I was running for Congress in 1996, and we thought at the time, what's this all about? Cold War is over, we've made peace, and here they are building massive underground cities in the Ural Mountains where millions of people could be safe. What's this all about? Well, I didn't know about Planet X at the time. It doesn't make any sense, but now it makes perfect sense why the Russians would build these expensive, beautiful underground shelters in the Ural Mountains to protect the people that they intend to save. I'm sure other countries have done the same thing. Of course, the United States has done that. The nickname for these shelters is hotels, and they're mostly underground here in the States. Locally here in Missouri, the one I'm aware of, the one I researched and investigated for many years from, about 1979, 1980 until, probably around 2000 or so, a long time. The Weldon Springs Remedial Action Project, Superfund cleanup project at Weldon Springs, Missouri. That's one of the shelters. The nickname is Hotels, by the way. I have a friend who has access to the hotels if he chose. He doesn't trust the engineering. He knows the engineering. He doesn't trust it. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 18th of May. This is the 24 minutes I look forward to every week, 24 minutes that has helped hundreds of men and women regain lost health, get their life back, and go on with doing the things that they want to do as opposed to dealing with pain all the time. And that's when we talk about the Energy Cleaner. We start these conversations with my friend, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, Mr. Tom Berryhill, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, Tim has a morning off. He's still dealing with the consequences of that broken ankle and having some minor surgery to take care of some infection that set in. He accidentally ripped some stitches, and that needs to be dealt with. There's things the Energy Cleaner can help with, also, you know, Tom, when it comes to stitches being ripped out. And the Energy Cleaner can do a lot, but it can't do everything, can it?
Well, no, John, it's not the silver bullet for everything, but it will certainly help with the healing. I hope Tim makes out okay with that.
Well, we're praying for optimal outcome, and he should be back in the saddle in a day or two, doing the things he does, and he hopes to be doing his radio shows Saturday, as he's been doing now for a number of months. Anyway, Tom, I continue to get reports from people about how pleased they are with the performance of the energy cleaner, getting relief from their back pain, getting a great night's sleep. Just this past Monday, I was out with the line trimmer all around the ranch here, which is pretty vigorous work, also running the tractor with brush hog on it. So I exerted myself physically more than I typically do on a given day and went to bed with some minor aches and pains. I woke up Tuesday morning all refreshed, no pain, ready to hit it again. And that's pretty much expected, isn't it, Tom?
It really is, John. And those things you just described, I have some work I have to do, the exact same things here. And it's that energy cleaner that really helps you recuperate, and so you can get back to it the next day, and I'll definitely have 2 days of that coming up here soon. So, yes, the energy cleaner really helps. If you're doing any type of manual labor, you know, one gentleman locally here, John, has an energy cleaner, and he does a lot of mechanic type work on automobiles, trucks, and, you know, bending over under the hood of a car is really tough on your lower back. And
oh, yes.
He says really, really makes all the difference for him to sleep on that every night. He said he wished he had it years ago. It works quite well. So he's talking to some of his co-workers. I don't know if he can convince them. People just don't want to believe this, John. You tell them about it, what it's done for you. Unless they know that you've been confined to a wheelchair and now you're walking. And, of course, we've had that happen many, many times. Unless they see something like that, they just don't want to believe it. So it's a tough sell. It really is.
It is. It is. It's almost it's equivalent to challenging gravity to tell people that this little black plastic box, the size of a cigar box, can do things that hospitals that take up an entire city block with 8 or 10 stories, hundreds of highly trained medical personnel, millions of dollars worth of diagnostic equipment, and so forth, that this little black plastic box with 9 D-cell batteries can do what those marvelous, well-equipped, expensive hospitals can't do. It's very counterintuitive, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, it sure is. It's, you know, I've had several people tell me that if this was such a great thing, it'd be on every television screen in the world. It would be on the front page of newspapers worldwide. But it's never been the case, John, as you know.
No, never.
The medical industry is huge, especially in our country, and it's not going away anytime soon. The last thing they want, though, is a simple device that's low cost and really is effective. They really don't want that. Although, in recent years, we've been at this a long time now, about 18 years, but in recent years, medical doctors are coming on board. I think you've noticed that as well. They're waking up. They're waking up to this, and they're encouraging their patients to look into it. Not all, but some. And I personally know two that have really, really come on board with this. So it's something to really take a look at if you have pain issues, sleep problems. Unfortunately, in our country, we're not able to talk about other things that have really been helped by using this energy mode of healing, we just get in trouble for it. So it's we have to choose our words carefully.
We do.
Many different health issues have been really helped, and well, I always say let people read between the lines. I think they'll figure.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it's something else we talk about. There's a, I guess you could refer to it as off-label usage of the energy cleaner, and that's for people that have gardens, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, John. I really like that that application. So many of your listeners are involved in preparedness, and I would really encourage them to try the energy cleaner for their gardens. If they have cold frames, just a standard regular garden, a greenhouse, hydroponic greenhouses have been putting some of these in with tremendous success, almost overwhelming success in a couple of cases. They were very impressed at how fast the plants would grow, and the vegetable production was just beyond belief. So it's a regular. There's another greenhouse being built. They're going to buy two units to put in. It doesn't take a unit for every plant bed. You can connect several together, and it works out. It works out great. In the case of hydroponic greenhouses, we simply stretch some stainless steel welding wire through the plant media. Some of them use like a gravel, and they just suspend those wires down in that. As the nutrients flow through there, the liquids, that dampness becomes all charged up. The nutrients become charged, and they hold that energy signal and distribute it. So it works quite well. The stainless steel wire conducts fine. It works just perfect. And it will not corrode, so there's no problems like that with rust. So you do have to be careful if you're doing this with wires. You can have some rusting issues, especially in the hydroponic applications. Now, if you're doing a outside garden or cold frame, one of the easiest ways is to use chicken wire and just suspend that over the area where the plants are growing. It does have to be insulated from ground. Several ways to do it. And use what I usually do is use electric fence insulators. They're quite readily available at any farm supply store. Inexpensive. Put some stakes in. Fence poles work really good. And they have holes punched in them. There's all kinds of ways to connect the wire up to that. But just make sure that the chicken wire is not grounded. So it's when you attach it to the stake, make sure there's some sort of insulation there. Some people just use nylon twine. That works quite well. But the electrofence insulators work best. Then you connect the energy cleaner to it, flip it on to the chicken wire, a grid that you've suspended over the plants, and you can get as close as possible, but also make it to where you can raise that chicken wire grid as the plants grow, because they will grow fast, and you'll have to raise it to stay up with keep up with that plant growth. And anyway, the energy cleaner wire can clip on anywhere on that chicken wire. It's not critical. It can be in the middle, in the corner, on one side, any of the sides. It's just non-critical. Then you can put the energy cleaner unit itself in a plastic bag and maybe use a twist tie or something to seal it off from the elements, keep it out of the direct sunlight, and so it doesn't get too hot. And then it will sit there and run continuously. There's no on-off switch, so once you put the batteries in there, it goes for quite a long time. We always recommend that the batteries be changed at least once a year. That's mainly for leakage issues. Batteries will leak, and when they do, they can cause damage.
Right. Well, I put a tag on mine. I have several energy cleaners. I put a tag on them giving the change-out date for the batteries. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're new to this concept, new to hearing about this product, all the details are at my website, thelibertyman.com. The patent application information, which is fascinating, the testimonials from people I know and trust, and, of course, something I do that almost no medical doctor will ever do, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So you're risking nothing when you get an energy cleaner. Now, you need a way to transmit that signal from the energy cleaner to your body, and most people these days are getting the factory-made fitted mattress pads that I offer for sale. This is my cottage business. I take the mattress pads from the manufacturer. I reconfigure them to be compatible with the energy cleaner. I box them up, and I sell them along with the energy cleaner. In fact, I pack the energy cleaner inside the mattress pad container, the nice zipper bag that it comes in, to protect it when it's shipping, when it's being shipped. And I also put a tag on the outside to make sure people know the energy cleaner's inside. I've had several people, Tom, they take delivery of the mattress pad with the energy cleaner inside, and they don't look inside, or at least they didn't before I put a tag, and they wonder where the energy cleaner is. So I have to, they call me up, where's my energy cleaner? And I say, well, unzip the bag and look inside the mattress pad, and there it is. But now I put
yes,
a tag
I mean,
on
you know what else?
Right.
The other thing that happens, John, is people look at the energy cleaner and they say, where's the instruction sheets? Where's the output cable? And they have to open it up. It's inside.
Right.
It's all packed in.
Well, I have another tag I put in there that gives people all that information as well. So all that's at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. And, of course, you can send checks to my address at thelibertyman.com. It's a lot of fun helping people, very gratifying to help them get their lives back, wake up pain-free in the morning. I just found out that one of my high school classmates was rear-ended while he was sitting at a gas station. Very serious accident. And I'll be working with his wife, I think, to get him an energy cleaner to help him get his life back because the pain is basically taking over his life. And that's what we do. We help people, don't we, Tom?
Yes, we do. And speaking of a serious pain like that, John, it always reminds me of the woman locally here that had fibromyalgia for around 17 years, and she used the energy cleaner for that pain. And after, and it did take a little bit of time for her, but after about 2 months or so, she was pain-free and has been so ever since. After all those years of having every type of doctor you could imagine trying to get to the bottom of it, they just didn't know what to do, and she was just living with it, and it was not easy. But she is pain-free and has been now for about, I'd say, about 7 years. So, but it did take a couple of months. Some things happen real fast. We've had people at seminars where they just wanted to try out the energy cleaner. We put a pad on their on a chair for them, or in a couple of cases, wheelchairs. And if people were able to get out of the wheelchair in a half hour, 45 minutes, they couldn't believe it. And so they had rapid results, while other people it takes a little bit longer. So your money-back guarantee gives the average person plenty of time to hook it up and use it for 30 days and just see how it works for them. If it doesn't, of course, they can return it. There's a very small percentage of people it just doesn't help. I don't know why. We don't have an answer. We don't know why, John, but there's a very small percentage. But for most people, though, it does help, and it
Right.
In some cases, it helps very quickly.
Well, I've had a couple of people who used it for 30 days or claimed to, and I'm not sure they did because I issued a aluminum screen wire that if it's been unrolled in use and rolled back up, you can tell it, and it wasn't unrolled in use. So I think there's some of that going on there as well. I think they accept the energy cleaner just to placate me and be a good neighbor without actually using it. But if you use it, there's a high likelihood you're going to get relief, right, Tom?
Yes, that's right. And, of course, with the aluminum screen wire, you certainly knew that they didn't use it because you didn't see any dents or crunching on that. In the early days, we used screen wire because it was readily available, was low cost. It works, and it works quite well, but it's not the most comfortable thing to lay on. You can sandwich it in a sleeping bag or an old quilt or something and use safety pins to hold it together and clip onto that. It works quite well. The output cable that comes with the energy cleaner will clip right onto it. No problems there. But I would suggest people get their mattress pad from you, John, because that is the most comfortable way to use it. The energy cleaner will work with either type of pad. If somebody's just trying to get started and their funds are limited at the moment, they may have to use a screen wire, but as soon as they can, they should upgrade that to a mattress pad. I really like the travel pad that you offer because that allows anybody to use that while they're on the road. If they're, for instance, the over-the-road truck drivers use the energy cleaner, and we've had many reports from these people that they have completed their some cases, multi-state excursion that day. That trip was an all-day event, and now they feel like they could go another 8 or 10 hours, but, of course, they have to take their rest periods as required. So, but it really helps them greatly. And anybody that, say, in sales, I know one gentleman that's in sales, and he travels several states representing a product line, and he uses the energy cleaner to help with that, and really has some good success. He's not worn out as he goes through the day. He's ready to go even for his last appointment in the day.
Well, good for him. Good for him. Yeah, this is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. And as we mentioned at the beginning of this conversation, it's not the silver bullet. If you think you can still continue eating from the three main food groups of beer, pizza, and ice cream and be healthy, you're sadly mistaken, aren't you, Tom?
Yeah, that's true. I've never heard those food groups described that way.
Well, that was a very dear friend of mine who lived much of his adult life eating that way. Now he's paying a very severe price, very severe. Here's our break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
All right, we are back. Let's jump on back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 18th of May. Tom, the year will be half over in about 6 weeks, sir.
It's the time's flying, John. It's amazing. It's hard. It's really hard to believe, but you're right. It'll be half over.
Right, it's breathtaking. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you hear us talk about the energy cleaner for 24 minutes a week. You think about it, you ponder it, and unless you're buying your own energy cleaner, you are, in fact, an energy cleaner procrastinator, aren't you, Tom?
That's correct. And occasionally with people calling in, John, we don't have it happen too often. It seems like people with pain issues and so on, they get an energy cleaner, they get on with their life. The last thing they want to do is look backwards and at that painful time in their life, and they want to go forward, not backwards. So we don't hear from them all the time, but occasionally somebody will call in on your show and describe the success that they've had. We've had quite a few calls like that over the years, so they're always welcome. But we understand they don't always want to talk about it. They just want to get on with things.
And that's right.
That's almost always the case. Yeah. But you'll certainly hear if it doesn't work.
Oh, yes. Yep. So ponder it. Think about it. Do your homework. Read the patent application information. Read the testimonial. And sit there and think, why? I wonder if this will work. Well, it most likely will. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. And there's a high likelihood you'll get your life back. Right, Tom?
That's absolutely correct, John. If somebody would just give it a try, I think they're going to have some success. If you're on any types of medications, in many cases, it will actually make it work better. So you may be able to cut back on some of these with the assistance of your doctor. They may even notice that maybe certain tests reveal that the medication is working better than expected, and they may cut the dosages. Many folks that use herbal supplements and things like that, all types of different supplements, they've also made comments about how it just seems to make those items work a lot better. So
right.
It's really something to look at. My favorite application is for the gardening, the agricultural uses, and there's been quite a bit of interest in that lately. Even people growing flowers and decorative plants. But of course, really, if you're looking at preparedness issues, I think the energy cleaner would be a welcome installation in your garden to give you more vegetable production. It really is something to take a look at.
It is. Absolutely. Well, Tom, I want to thank you for being with us as always, this 24 minutes a week, and taking the time out from your busy schedule, manufacturing energy cleaners, and look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
I'll be here next Thursday. Thank you, John.
Okay. All right, we got a top of the hour break coming up. We'll be back with Don Kubley, the CEO, the manufacturer of the InterShelter Domes, a marvelous, totally unique product. Nobody on the planet is doing what Don Kubley is doing up there in Alaska. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.